This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
We are talking about this week three ways to be filled with the joy of the Lord in a frustrating world.
But before we begin, we have an ALC Recommends. What do you recommend?
We are recommending Christmas with the Worship Initiative by the Worship Initiative.
And you said that's by Shane and Shane, right?
Yeah, Shane and Shane are a part of the Worship Initiative.
Oh, okay. They're part of something larger.
Phil Wickham, Aaron Williams, just these really great songwriters.
You know, the last recommendation you gave by them has really, I use it in my prayer time still, even to this time. So I like that. So this is the Christmas with the Worship Initiative. I'm assuming that's on Spotify, right?
Yep, it's on Spotify or I think anywhere else you get your music, YouTube.
Gonna have to add it. Yep,
all that type of stuff. It's awesome.
Okay, so let's we're going to spend a couple days on ways to be filled with a joy of the Lord in a frustrating world. Do you agree it's a frustrating world?
It is a frustrating world.
You know what they're going to be saying 50 years from now?
It's a frustrating world.
Because the world is governed by the fallen nature of man. And by Satan and his demonic forces and principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, it's going to be a frustrating world. Matter of fact, Jesus kind of said it's going to be a frustrating world. But I'm going to pull from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 and 10. The famous part of this is the joy of the Lord is your strength. Most of us know that phrase. I like to look at the backstory of why, okay? And it's got real applications for ways to be filled with the joy of the Lord in a frustrating world, because they were in a frustrating world. Let's read it. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to the Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Okay, we're going to unpack that same passage for 3 days and look at three ways to be filled with the joy of the Lord in a frustrating world. Why was their world frustrating? You know, 50 years now, there will be a different reason the world is frustrating. Right now, maybe you're frustrated with some war going on. Maybe you're frustrated with some inflation. Maybe every era has got its own reason to be frustrated. In their era, they were frustrated because the people of God that had lasted 500 years, that's longer than America has been in existence, under David and Solomon and their temple, had gotten into so much sin that the Lord allowed them to be conquered by the nation of Babylon. And they were dispersed and sent away and enslaved and all of that. Now they've made their way back. So get this. You're a generation. You're a 20-something-year-old. You made the journey out of Babylon back to Judah, and you're rebuilding the temple, okay? I'm trying to get you into the feel of what this would have been like.
I'm building a wall.
You're building a wall.
I got a shovel in one hand.
You got a shovel in one hand.
And a sword in the other.
That's right. And you succeed. And things are going well. And the priests are starting to be. And you know what? You've got a kind of a vision of, okay, we're kind of rebuilding. But then, as part of the ceremony, the Levites read the books of Moses. And when the books of Moses are read, the realization hits you. Oh my gosh. The reason we are in this mess. The reason for our slavery. The reason
you
for...
You shall not eat pigs. They got a big old pig right there buried.
The reason for the mess we're in is that our forefathers forsook the Lord and went into other gods and a life of sin. And we're in this mess and this poverty and this hardships because of the mess they created for us, dadgummit.
And they ditched the law altogether.
Yeah. And so the realization hits you. And your natural response is to go into mourning or weeping and to say, well, we got to repent all over again. And the leaders say, hey, I want to introduce a different concept to you. Okay, we get it's frustrating. Hmm. It's hard. Hmm. And a lot of this can be blamed on your moms and dads and grandpas. And you know what I'm saying? They really did mess up.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of your hardships are their fault. Okay. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. So we get all that. Having said that, I want you to not associate holiness with mourning, weeping, and fasting. Instead, I want you to associate holiness with eating more fat and drinking more sweet wine. Mm. In other words, feasting.
There you go.
Okay. So does that challenge your thought process at all?
Yes.
That Ezra and Nehemiah were saying in this era of rebuilding, holiness is not fasting, mourning, and weeping. No, holiness is feasting, overeating, a little bit, big meals, celebrating, mm-hmm. hanging out together, celebrations, dances, feasts, all of those kind of things. Okay, what challenges does that create for us? Because this is what they're saying is, the joy of the Lord is your strength to rebuild, so we need to do some feasting, some dancing, mm-hmm. some overeating, some turkey, some ham, some fat, some all of that kind of stuff. All right. What challenges does this create for us in our modern, you know, world?
Well, we feast a little too much. So.
That's the first problem. Is if you're feasting every day of your life, there's the first problem.
And that's where, the seasons of, not just the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, but the seasons of life, they really matter.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're supposed to go through a lean season. Where you get, I've heard leaders like Craig Rochelle say, you get lean and mean.
Yeah.
You get stronger. You persevere through things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll
build muscle. Yeah.
You'll enter into a season where it's all about rejoicing and you get to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot of work leading up to this. This is a time where you can rest and seek vision for what the next thing is that you're supposed to do.
Right.
And so those seasons matter. So if you're feasting all the time, the fat that you eat will eventually become.
Your fat.
What's the joke that I always hear is that my fat must be saved because it seems to have eternal life. So all of those different types of things, and you gotta figure out when you might be feasting during a time that's supposed to be lean, and you're not getting anything done because you're over there having too much of a good time.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to put your nose to the stone and start grinding and start making things happen.
So then what we're proposing is that the holiday season, Christmas season, is a season of feasting. This is a time of celebration, family, feasting, a little excess, mm-hmm. and that is because we need those times. And actually that is holiness to the Lord and therefore a time of joy. Do you struggle to view family celebrations and overeating a little bit as holiness to the Lord?
I don't, but...
Okay, some people might view that as something that needs to be, I got to repent of it, right?
I don't have that struggle.
Yeah,
I'm sorry if you do, but I don't have that struggle.
If you do, what we're proposing is that it is a season of feasting. Mm-hmm. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, we believe in the book of James actually teaches the opposite. We believe mourn, wail, weep, fast, all of that. We're mm-hmm. for that, right? And but in this season, what we're proposing is unless you are in a time of crisis, and some people are in crisis, maybe you go through, well then, okay, that is what it is. But generally speaking, you want to use this season as a time of celebration and excess, maybe a little bit, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Fun, family fun, gathering for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then we'll go into the next season. We got a little fast coming up in January. Okay, mm-hmm. we'll go into the next season, which is a different season. But the joy of the Lord is your strength as you feast and you celebrate in this season.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting, and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.